South Africa's government says it will crack down on violent protests which erupted this week over delivery of basic services. Police fired rubber bullets and tear gas yesterday on township rioters demanding better housing, medical care, and more jobs. Scores have been arrested. The unrest, which was reminiscent of the violence against foreigners last year that killed 62 people, has brought much reaction. Gunther Zimmermacher, editor of the South African Catholic weekly The Southern Cross, says there are fears that the protests will spread.
The protests are likely to spread if there is no reaction, and quite worryingly, there have been a few new signs of attacks on foreign nationals, which of course would reprise if it comes to the worst, the xenophobic attack of last year, and that's certainly not something that the government wants. So unless the government finds ways of reassuring protesters that is taking concrete action on the grievances, or unless the police manages to suppress further riots, then they're quite likely to spread. And that, of course, is not something that the government would like to see. What we saw in May last year was what seems to be a fairly orchestrated sort of campaign that spread throughout the country. It was an explosion of violence, but the violence has been trickling on quite steadily ever since.